Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Ooh, I'm sorry that came on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. We praise our God this morning. He is a wonderful God. He has given us another day to honor him. We honor Father God this morning. We give him the glory due to his holy name. Oh, God is a good God. He is merciful. And so we say good morning to everybody on Bible Story Land this morning. We appreciate your being with us. You are our honored guest, and we are grateful that you joined us. We honor the Most High God, the King of Kings, our Creator, the Bishop of our souls, our Shepherd, our Lord. He is great and mighty. He is everything we need.
Great
he is
God.
A loving Father. Excuse me. So we thank you in the name of Jesus that our Father is loving, and we can call upon him any day. We can call on his name. We can anytime we say J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, he hears and he knows your voice. He's so great that he made every voice.
Yes.
Made every voice. He knows your voice when you call upon his name. Even when you need something, you can call upon him. Even when you just want to praise him, you can call upon him. He's always listening. When we say, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, holy is your righteous name. He knows our voice. He gave us our voice to call on him. When we call on him, we can say, Jesus. You know, his line is never busy. He is always available for us, always available for us. His word says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, my God, in you do we trust. Surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. We just praise and honor you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for your mighty presence. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall trample under our feet. Because he has set his love upon us, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we have known his name. He shall call upon us, and we will answer him. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. And with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You maketh us to lie down in green pastures. You leadeth us beside the still waters. You restoreth our soul. You leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing on our behalf and behalf of your children. So we just say thank you, Father God, that you are the Most High God. We give honor and glory to you this morning, O God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for everything that you're doing, everything, O God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your holy divine presence this morning, O God. We bless your name. We honor your presence, Father God, because truly you are holy, you are righteous, and you are great, and greatly to be praised. All right. We welcome everybody this morning on Bible Storyland, and we thank you that you came to honor the Most High God with us this morning.
Amen.
We thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you that you took time out to come and be up early. The Lord said, if we seek him early, we will find him. So I thank you that we're able to find him this morning. This morning we have a mighty woman of God on Bible Story Lane with us this morning. Her name is Karen Itell. She's going to lead us in a praise song this morning. So we are grateful this morning for her. All right, Karen.
I am here, and I'm going to do my song.
All righty. What's the name of it?
Give thanks.
What is it again?
Give thanks.
Oh, give thanks. Okay, thank you. Okay. Can you play more of that, Karen?
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. Karen Itell is from Houston, Texas. She faithfully joins us weekly and give praise song unto our God. So we thank God for that. This morning we have a mighty woman of God on Bible Storyland with us this morning. She's from New Orleans. She's going to lead us in prayer. Her name is Dr. June Paul. Good morning, Dr. Paul. Hello? Dr. June Paul, can you hear me? Okay. She is on, but I can't hear you if you're on. Okay, you are on live. All right. Okay, well, maybe she'll call back in because I can't hear you. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just honor your holy presence this morning. We give you praise and thanksgiving this morning, and we just thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus on Bible Storyland. We lift up every person that's on the line with us and the families that they represent, oh God. We thank you that you are a mighty and a faithful friend, oh God. There's no friend like you, Father God. Father, we repent before you for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Father God. Any way we've sinned against others, against ourselves, oh God, forgive us, Father God, because truly we are honored, Father God, that you even consider us, that you think of us. We are honored, oh God. So, Father God, it is our will to please you, Father God, to be continuously, Lord God, in your presence, oh God. And, Father, you said if we seek you early, we'll find you. So we come seeking you early. We come knocking at your door. We come to sit at your feet this morning. We humble ourselves before you, Father God, and we just honor you for what you're doing this morning on Bible Storyland. And, Father, we don't take you for granted. We don't take it lightly that you visit us every Saturday on Bible Storyland. So have your way this morning, oh God. Have your way in fathers. Have your way in mothers. Have your way in children. Have your way in grandparents and uncles and aunts and cousins and nieces and nephews, oh God. Have your way this morning, Father God, in every family member, oh God. And, Father, I thank you that you hear and you do answer prayer, that you are faithful, faithful, faithful to us, oh God. Even when we're not faithful to you, even when we're rebellious and disobedient, you are still faithful, oh God. And, Father, we thank you for making corrections in our lives, oh God, in those areas where we strayed off the path, oh God. We thank you for using the rod of correction to pull us back on your straight and narrow path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know that the way that leads to destruction is broad, oh God, but we love the narrow way, your way, oh God. Your way is the right way. Your way is the honorable way. You created us, oh God, to give you glory. So we just give you glory and thanksgiving this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland. We honor you and thank you this morning. We thank you for everything you're doing. Father God, you take care of us when we drive down the street. You make sure we're out of harm's way. You take care of us when we go to bed at night. You wake us up and blow your mighty breath in our bodies and make us living souls, oh God. Father, we thank you that you take care of the children when they go to school, when they're walking, when they're on the bus, when they're in the vehicle, when they're riding bicycles. You are careful to take care to make sure they get to school on time. You take care of in the classrooms, oh God. And we thank you for a hedge of protection around all of us this morning, everybody on Bible Storyland, oh God, this morning, and everybody that they come in contact with, oh God. We just thank you for commanding deliverances for us, Father God, for being faithful to us, Father God. We thank you for your holy, your divine presence in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you as the mighty potentate, as the King of kings, as the Lord of lords. And we just say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind up any backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy that would try to come on our path in the name of Jesus. And we just loose your ministering angels over each one of us this morning, over the prayer line, over the computer, over each one of us and our families. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Most High. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Louisiana is with us again today, this morning. We have a mighty warrior, a prayer warrior, intercessor, a praise and song leader. Her name is Sister Glory Dean Shiloh. She's going to play a song of praise and sing unto the Lord this morning. Good morning, Sister Glory Dean.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
Doing great. Is it raining in New Orleans? It's cloudy here.
Yeah, it seems to be a little cloudy. You know, I haven't been out there or anything, but it seems like it's going to be a very good day today.
Amen. We bless the Lord for that. So what song are you going to sing for us this morning?
Well, I'll do like a praise song, like a prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus.
All right.
I think we can all participate in that and receive that prayer. We all can sing that. But I thank you for having me on the program today.
So we're honored to be here.
So I'll have to get to the piano, you know, because it's in the other part of the house. Okay.
Take your time. We're just grateful that, you know, you all can come on this morning and participate in the service of the Lord and bless the Lord this morning. I just thank God for each of you. She will be playing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And, you know, he is a mighty friend. You know, we're friends. A lot of us are friends with each other. But there's no friend like Jesus. Don't you know, I could lay down my life for you, but it would be for no effect because I cannot, make sure that you go to heaven. But Jesus is a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. He laid down his life for us. He didn't know any sin, but he took our place because we sinned, and he even right now is before the Father on our behalf. So what a friend we have in Jesus. He laid down his life for us. We're ready when you get ready, Sister Gloria Dean. I'm just...
And I also want to thank God for carrying such beautiful music. Praise God. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. And you know, we go through some things we don't really have to go through because we don't take it to him in prayer. You know, sometimes we try to call up another friend, a human being. They're human just like us. But God is the Most High God, and we take it to him. Oh, he hears us, and he answers us.
Yes.
Now, you know he's always on time. You know, we the one who run late, and we think he's late, but he's always on time. He comes in just the right time.
Yes.
So, oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
You know, Carita's in the fiery furnace, but now she's not completely finished, so I can't take her out right now.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
It's faithful to us.
Hallelujah.
So we have a great friend in Jesus. He is so faithful. Even when we think, oh, God, I can't take no more, he's still faithful. He's there with us. He's holding our mighty. He's holding our hands. The Almighty is holding our hands.
Yes, God.
So we thank you for that song, Sister Glory Dean. It was awesome as usual. I tell you, I thank God for the musicians on Bible Story Land. You all are Karen and Sister Glory Dean, and we have other people who comes on faithful.
Yes,
so I believe Dr. June Paul is there now. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Paul. You are on live. Okay, something must be wrong with her phone because every time, you know, she's come on a couple of times, but it must be something wrong with her phone. She's been trying to get on for a while now, but you can't seem to, her voice isn't clear. Okay, here she's trying again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, press 1, Sister June Paul. I know she's there, and she keeps trying, but it's not seemingly coming through. Okay, I'm going to try this line. She's right there. Can you hear us, Dr. Paul? Okay, we can't hear you yet. Okay, well, we'll move right along. As I said before, we have great people in the house from all over the United States. And this morning we have a mighty woman who has beautiful feet who's going to bring us glad tidings about our Savior, our Lord, our King. She is the pastor after God's own heart. She has many gifts and talents from the Lord. She is the pastor of Pray the Word, Say the Word, church in New Orleans. She's going to share with us the mighty word that God has laid upon her heart to give us. Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon, the Spirit of God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach glad tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the openings of the prison to them that are bound." So this morning, this is what Pastor Josie Phillips is called to do because the Spirit of the Lord is upon her. Good morning, Pastor Josie.
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. We're grateful that you could join us this morning.
I thank you for the invitation. Hallelujah.
All right. We're ready for you to bring forth the word of the Lord.
All right. Praise God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, Father God. We give you praise and we give you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your word, Lord, and your word is a healer, Father God, and a deliverer, Father God, from all destruction. We thank you, Father God, that you're the creator of heaven and earth. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all the listening on the radio, Father. We ask that you open their ears so that they can hear a word from you, God. Open their eyes that they can see, Father God, spiritually. And now we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. We bind a strong man. We pull down strongholds, principality, rulers of darkness in high places in Jesus' name. We take captive every thought that is not of God in Jesus' name. And we cover us with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. If you turn your Bibles to Luke 15 and 11, today I'm going to talk about the parable of the lost son. Hallelujah. And you know, Sister Carita, was sharing that this is Family Day, and so many times we have so many concerns about our family, and I just thank God that each and every one of us, that we stand in the gap for each other, and that there is power in prayer. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want to hear somebody out there. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, and high places. And that was an attack of the enemy, because you don't want the word of God to go forth. But we're going to go on anyway. In the book of Luke 15, and it reads, a certain man had two sons, a younger son, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to him his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, he journeyed to a far country and there wasted his possession with prodigal living. And 14 it says, but when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. 15 says that then he went and joined, listen to this, then he joined himself to a citizen of that country, hallelujah, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. My. 16 says, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but no one gave them anything. And 17 says that when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And 18 says, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, for I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. Hallelujah. Oh, today I want to talk to you about, we have to be careful who we join ourselves to. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for clearing the airway. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord has blessed us, and he has given us dominion over the enemy. But I want you to know that the enemy tries to seduce us. That's what he tries to do. He tries to distract us. He tries to come against us. But I want you to know that, you see, when we come into agreement with someone else, there's something begins begins to happen. Because in Matthew 18:18, it says, whatever we bind on earth, whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth is loose, is bind in heaven. So we have to be careful what we bind, what we loose, and who we come in agreement with. Now, we have dominion. I want you to know that in Genesis 1:26, it talks about God gave us dominion, that we have dominion. That's right. The Bible says that he joined himself, huh? The prodigal son, he joined himself. And he, what happened was he gave into a seducing spirit. He gave his power away. It was a seducing spirit that had filled his stomach with the heart. You see, hallelujah. And he lost his direction. Oh, my God, my God. And then it says that no man gave unto him. He said, I will arise and go to my father's house. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to go to our father's house. He wants us to come to him. Hallelujah. He wants us to submit. Hallelujah. Oh, he wants us to submit to him. Oh, glory to God. And he said, I will arise and go to my father's house. And said, Father, I have sinned against you. Father, I have sinned against you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know that God wants us to begin to walk in dominion today. He wants us to walk in kingdom. He wants us to walk and to live in the realm of obedience and abundance. He doesn't want us to walk in lack. We have so many people now that seem to be looking at the economy and the jobs and the president and all of that, what's going on with the politics. And God does not want us to walk in and lack. Hallelujah. He wants us to walk in a realm of abundance. That's right. You see, now this man, this younger son, he joined. I would say that this son is immature. He joined himself. Hallelujah. And because of his immaturity, the kingdom, I want you to know the kingdom of darkness will begin to grab those that are out there, those, and begin to squeeze begin to squeeze the anointing out of him. And that's what began to happen with the younger son. Oh, glory to God. The kingdom of darkness, what it will try to do, it'll try to use you up. It'll try to use your gifting up. It will try to use your anointing. Hallelujah. It will try to use you up. In the book of Luke 11:29, I want you to know that the enemy wanted to bind him up. Oh, but the Bible says that we have to be careful who we begin to agree with. And there's soul ties. Many times, well, I've seen people that are married and they get a divorce. And even to now, I see immigrants and people from another country. They come over here or they make contact with somebody here in the United States and they get married, not so much to have a relationship, but only so that they can get a green card, you know, so that they can live here in the United States. And then what happens is shortly after, they have no physical contact, and they divorce just for the sake of the other person getting their citizenship here. But I want you to know that there's still a soul tie, and you wonder when you begin to agree with each other. Many times we can be, many of you that go to work, and you have a boss that maybe you don't like, and somebody else that you work around maybe don't even like them, and you'll be listening sometimes to somebody who says, well, I don't like this person, and before you know it, you'll start not liking this person. What it is, it's almost like a soul tie. You come in agreement with what that person has to say. But I want you to know that, oh, glory to God, that the prodigal son, the younger son, he says, I will arise and I will go to my father's house. Oh, hallelujah. The kingdoms of this world was only concerned about exploding him. The kingdom of this world, as long as that they can begin to take advantage and take his goods, that's what the devil wants to steal from us, wants to steal his goods. And as long as the human capital benefits them, but I want you to know, as soon as you're not able to begin to spend that money, what happens is sometimes we'll come to our sense. And this is what he began to do. Oh, he began to come to himself after he had been victimized. He had been exploited, you know, because and that's what the darkness do. You see, there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, and there's the kingdom of Satan. So you've got to be careful where you walk. You've got to be careful what you say. And that's why God wants us to begin to meditate on that word of God. But I want you to know that the demonic system, the satanic system of this world will drain us. It will try to drain us. It begin to drain that son. And the only thing the system had to do is to offer him the pig pen. Hallelujah. How many of you know are people that's been in the pig pen? They may not call it the pig pen. Hallelujah. You see, he had to be in a situation where he had to begin to, the Lord had to open up his eyes, and when he hit rock bottom, hallelujah. Now, I had a my husband's grandmother. Her name was Big Mama, and I remember Big Mama had chickens, and she had a lot of chickens, and she raised animals, and she actually had a garden. But I remember in the morning or in the afternoon, she had a slop bucket, and I know all of you are familiar with a slop bucket, but and you put a lot of things in a slop bucket, and you go ahead and pour it out. But I want you to know. Can you imagine that this young boy, this young man, this prodigal son was in the pig pen and he began to eat with the swines? And I could imagine just like, oh, hallelujah. I remember Big Mama liked to cook those mustard greens and the cornbread. And I bet even when the thought, hallelujah, of this boy was in the pig pen and they probably threw all kinds of slop down there, I bet he was in a slop bucket trying to get some food because he was so hungry. After the world, after the satanic world had devoured all of his finances. My God, if you look around, when you have money, you have plenty of friends. But when you don't have money, sometimes people don't even call you. Oh, glory to God. I want you to know last year, we had a situation with me. My house was all in foreclosure. But God, let me tell you, I didn't get too many phone calls. I want you to know people are so scared you're going to ask them for something. But God, I didn't ask nobody for nothing. But God, I want you to know that God delivered me. God delivered my house. Hallelujah. We didn't lose nothing, but sometimes we do have to go through. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that even as this son began to eat in the pig pen, I could imagine he would think about his father's house and how his father had servants. And I think sometime about Big Mama and how she used to cook that red-eyed gravy, and sometimes she stewed squirrels over grits, and she'd had fried catfish and potato salad and fried chicken and mustard greens and cornbread. I'll tell you, she had it going on, and quarter piece, and she'd have all this cooked and laid out on the table. I bet this son was thinking about at his father's house what was going on and what he could have had and what it tastes like. But I want you to know, because of his disobedience, I want you to know that he had to go through some things. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we have a yoke. And the Bible says that in the book of Matthew 11:29, it says to take my yoke upon you, that the yoke of God is easy. But you see, this son had the yoke of the world. You either have the yoke of the world or you have the yoke of the Lord. That's right. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And I am meek, I'm gentle and lowly in heart, says the Lord, and you will find rest. Do you want rest today? Hallelujah. Oh, he says, take my yoke, not the demonic yoke in the world, ungodly things. Oh, for my soul, he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the scripture says that what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Ah, hallelujah. You see, now, when we get saved, when you get saved, one of the things that God wants us to do is to renew our mind. Hallelujah. In Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And hallelujah. And do not be conformed. Listen to this. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the the renewing of your mind, glory to God, and that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I want you to know that the enemy wants your mind. Oh, the enemy wants your mind. You have to be careful who we join with. Yes, we do. You have to be so careful. You see, the first man that was created, Adam. You see, when God created Adam and Eve, he wanted us to take dominion, and he breathed. God breathed the breath of life off, and man became a living soul. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. What the enemy wants to do, he wants your soul. Oh, that's right. He understands that your spirit is already saved. Those of you who have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the devil knows that you're saved. He knows that. But I want you to know that the devil will just be satisfied to take your soul. Now, when I'm talking about the soul, I'm talking about the soul is like a seat. It's a house. It houses our emotion, our will, our attitude. It houses our mind, our intellect. The enemy understands that if he has a man's soul, he has his intellect, his determination, his drive, his attitude, to even the desire to complete his goals. He has his beliefs, his values, his worldviews, his intellect, his ability, his skills, his mode, and even to his mind, and even to know the destiny and the purpose that God has placed us here. Oh, glory to God. The enemy understands that the power of the mind. You hear so many people now have written books. I know Joyce Meyer's got one about the battle of the mind, because in that mind there have many battles. Did you know that the devil can send you fiery darts to your mind? Oh, yes. Now, he can send you fiery darts, but it's up to you to take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the adversary. Hallelujah. Now, you see, when you get saved, we have to be careful who we join ourselves with, for we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God dwells in us. Oh, we have to be so careful. Hallelujah. Because many have joined with unbelievers. I remember when I was married some years ago, and I had just become a born-again Christian, and I told my husband, I said, I'm born again, and I wanted to know what his spirituality was about. And he told me he loved the Lord, but I got fooled, because guess what? He told me he was a Christian, but let me tell you, after we got married and after we joined together, I want you to know that I had married one of the biggest devils there was. I was a battered wife. This man had no godly character about him. Oh, glory to God. Deuteronomy 22:10 says that we have to be so careful not to hook up with the unbeliever. You see many people out there, even on television. You even see a lot of pastors that are divorcing and people that are in disarray because they're not in agreement. They married the wrong person. Oh, you have to be careful who you hang out with. Oh, we got to be so careful, because let me tell you now, the world wants your anointing. The world wants your anointing. And whenever a relationship is formed, oh, they have hooked up for what they want. Sometimes they want to hook up with you for whatever that they can get. Oh, glory to God. I want to talk to you today about soul ties and how so important it is for us not to be hooked up or come in agreement. And that's why the Word of God says that we need to come in agreement with what the Word of God says. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that we should not be unequally yoked. That's right. We have to be careful who we hook up together. We have to be so careful. We have to be so careful in order for us to be blessed and for us to begin to walk in what God has called us to. And I just thank God. I thank God that right now he's opening our eyes, and hallelujah. The Bible says that when two or more people come together and touch on one thing, if you have a common interest, there's agreement. There's power in agreement. There's power. And Psalms 129, it says that the Lord is righteous, and he has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. In Psalms 140 and 5, it says that the proud have hidden a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside, and they have set traps for me. You see, when you have a soul tie, whatever the mindset of that person is, you pick it up. You pick that same mindset up. Hallelujah. Have you ever been with someone that didn't like someone? Have you ever been around someone and that person said, I don't like that person? What happens is when we're soul tied to someone or when we come in agreement, there is power and there is, hallelujah, there is. It just changes the whole atmosphere. Many times I've gone places to sound the shofar, and because of unbelief and doubt, hallelujah, it is very hard for the anointing to flow. I've seen it so many times. Because let me tell you, you are the carriers of the Holy Spirit. And when you go into a place, you actually change the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit that's in you changes that atmosphere. And it's even when the sounding of the shofar, you've heard the shofar, and when we sound that shofar, it changes the atmosphere. It pushes back the powers of darkness, and it confuses the enemy. You see, when you begin to walk together and when you assemble yourself with those that God has called you to on one accord, that they are speaking the word, that they love the word of God, there is power because God has given us dominion. He wants us to have dominion here. And I look at the story of Samson and Delilah. God had given him dominion over the Philistines. And what happened was, is Samson began to hook himself up with Delilah. And you know what happened? Delilah began to pull his cords until a position of weakness. He became weak. Huh? He was blinded. He became so weak. In Matthew 18:19, it says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And once you come unto agreement, it's almost like a covenant. It's like a contract. That's why it's so important that we begin to walk in the word of God. Now, I'd like to just close out in prayer. Many of us have soul ties in our families, and when I'm going to pray, and I'm going to break ungodly soul ties right now, and I'm going to decree some things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory, Father. We give you praise, Lord, for your word, God. We ask you, Father God, just give us revelation, knowledge, even of this word, Father. Bring it to our remembrance when we need it. We thank you, Father God, that you lead the way. Oh, that your word will direct our pathway. Thank you, Father God, that you restore us and you build us up. We give you praise, Lord. I thank you, Father. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I take authority over every principality, rulers of darkness, in Jesus' name. And we bind and we take authority, we rebuke and we cast out every ungodly soul tie with anyone from the past, in Jesus' name. Anybody that we have come in agreement with, in Jesus' name, we break the curse of soul, ungodly soul tie, in Jesus' name. Maybe it could be to a mother, a father, or someone. Maybe when you was a child, that maybe your parent did not treat you right. Maybe your mother would whip you, and the treatment that you got would be a silent treatment, and then she'll say, don't touch me, don't touch me, or you'll feel such rejection. And things have happened to us where we become tied, you know, ungodly soul ties that still has an effect on our mind now. So in Jesus' name, I break the ungodly soul ties of the, I break every curse, a bloodline curse, an inherited curse, and generational curse in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, if there's anyone that we need to forgive right now, we forgive them. We forgive them and we loose them right now in Jesus' name. We forgive ourselves in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we just pray, Father God. We pray for leaders, Lord, that we'll find fulfillment in having a more intimate relationship with you, Lord, and that, God, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Father God. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that this is a time of refreshing, that you refresh us into it. Father God, in this year, 2012, Father, we just claim it. This is a year of favor, supernatural favor that we're taking out. Right now, we're stepping into it. We're taking our rightful place into the kingdom of God, and we are walking in dominion. We thank you, Father God. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have not and the times that we've been disobedient. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Father God, you said that, oh, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. We thank you, Father God, that we can decree a thing, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Oh, Father, we ask that you give us a warrior spirit, God. Oh, God, just let us become that intercessor, Lord, and refresh us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let there be no satanic encroachment, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we run that race with patience, Father God, that you're raising us up with great faith, Father. We decree and declare a creative miracle, God, even when we pray for people, God. Oh, Father God, we believe, God, that Jesus striped that they will be healed. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. And we decree and declare that there will be no setbacks in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that your perfect will be done. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God, that even to the prodigal son had sense enough to go back home to his father's house. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, Father, oh, God, that we go out. Oh, Lord, sometimes we just want to claim our families and we want to claim just me and mine. But, Lord, I know that you've called us to the nation right now. And I thank you for the wailing women. I thank you for the wailing men that we hold on to the horns of the altar. And, Father God, I give you praise and glory, Lord, that you've called us to the nation, oh, Father God. Oh, Lord, let no one abort, Lord. We know that many of us are pregnant with your word. We're pregnant with destiny. We're pregnant with your purpose, God. I thank you. I pray the anointing will break every yoke and that people will come into their inheritance, Lord. In Psalms 143, and it says, "Let, oh, Father God, that we begin to even start our mornings. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, Father God. Oh, Lord, superimpose your will over evil forces, Father God. Dismantle every evil power, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We give you praise and glory. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we do wear the helmet of salvation and that you protect us. And, Lord, protect our thoughts, Lord. Protect our minds, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation, Lord, of the gifts of the Spirit as we begin to walk in your love and your joy and your peace. We thank you for this airway, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Now we seal this with the precious blood of Jesus. We say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up shall be condemned in Jesus' name. Father, we know that there's many prayer request right now. And Lord, we give you praise and glory that healing, you're a healer, Lord, you're a deliverer. God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God, that, oh, Father God, that we keep our eyes on you and we think on things that are lovely and good of report. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we are careful not to hook up with the wrong person. We thank you, Father, that we have the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. What a mighty powerful word. Be careful who we hook up with. You know, like Pastor Josie said, the prodigal son hooked up with the wrong people. Samuel hooked up with Delilah, the wrong person. But you know what? We got to hook up with godly people. We got to hook up with godly people in this hour who we can agree with on this earth and who can help us stay undergird. We can undergird them in prayer. And in our lifestyles, you know, we got to be faithful to God in every way. We can't just go to church and sit up on the bench and then go home and cuss and do all kind of, live any kind of life, you know, talk about people, put people down, murder people our lips. We got to live a holy, righteous life every day. We can't go into the church house and fold our hands in prayer and then go out into the world and live any kind of way. God wants us to be faithful to him. You know what? We just think that we're supposed to please those people in church. That's not true. We're to please God, the Almighty. He's the one who sees, knows all. You know, we think we're hiding from him. Oh, no. He knows our very thoughts. So I thank God for that mighty word that Pastor Josie brought forth. And she talked about, excuse me, being careful who we join ourselves with. And Deuteronomy 10, just be careful who we hook up with because they have influence over us. We can't hook ourselves up with ungodly people and expect to be godly. No. I remember one time I was with some people and they just kept cussing and I said, oh, no, uh-uh. Those words be coming out of my mouth. Don't you know I had to sever that tie? No. I can't be hanging around with ungodly people. Only I can't hang around and connect myself to him. Only I can speak the word to him so that they can be saved. Because God wants all his people saved. So sometimes, yeah, we got to be around ungodly people so they can be saved, but not hooked up with them. There's a difference. All right? Jesus was around ungodly people all the time, but he wasn't hooked up with them. So be careful who we hook up with. Thank you, Pastor Josie. That was awesome. Florida is a sunshine state, and God has chosen people in Jacksonville also. The song says, God has smiled on me. Truly, God has smiled on this mighty woman of God. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. She's my favorite aunt. God has graced her to live 101 years plus. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, Corista.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm so blessed this morning to be able to hear this wonderful program, the Bible program on the air this morning. I've just enjoyed it so very much. God is so good to us.
Amen, amen. We're glad to have you here. You ready to sing to the Lord?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Amen.
I have heard so much of Jesus. He is the man of Galilee. How he left his home in glory just to set a sinner free. So I decided that I would follow in his footsteps all the way. Yes, I must see Jesus for myself someday. I'm gonna tell him about my troubles that I bore down through the years. No, there is no one can tell him all the things that I must say. Yes, I must see Jesus for myself someday. I said I'm gonna see him. I'm gonna tell him about the troubles I had along the way. No, there is no one can tell him about the things that I must say. Yes, I must see Jesus for myself someday.
Amen. Woo, I heard so much of Jesus. He's a man from Galilee.
Oh, yeah.
Today we're going to see him for ourselves, and we can tell him all about what we did, or what happened to us on the earth. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. That was beautiful.
Okay.
I heard of a man from Galilee. His name is Jesus, and we got to see him for ourselves.
Yes, sir. You want to see him for
looking forward to being in heaven and shouting with the holy angels, holy, 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 holy is his name. He is a holy God.
Almighty God.
Must be holy to go before his presence. So I thank God for Jesus, the man from Galilee. That was awesome. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. I love you.
Oh, yeah. Love you too, dear.
We honor families this morning on Bible Storyland. You know families are important to our God. He's our creator. He's our Lord. He's our shepherd. He created fathers and mothers and children. He began a good work in the Garden of Eden God said everything he made was good. He gave them, he gave Adam and Eve abundant life. He gave them life and life more abundantly. Now he met with them daily to commune with them. What a mighty God we serve, who want to meet with his people daily. How great is that when the Most High God comes to visit with us, as he visited with Adam and Eve? Talking about a royal privilege. What a royal privilege it is. What more could we ask for? What more could we ask of the Father? We can commune with him daily in the secret place every day. We don't have to wait till we go to heaven to commune with him. It's going to be too late then. But we can commune with him every day. He is always available to us. We are aware. Are you aware that he is holy, reverent, and his presence is with us? When the King of Kings meet with us, that is a great privilege any of us could hope for.
Oh, yes, he's a wonderful
privilege.
God.
Now, let me tell you something. You know, if President Obama's, if his secretary called us to say, the President of the United States wants to meet with you, you know that's an honor. You probably can't imagine anything more honorable than that. Well, to meet with our Creator, who created the president, he created Obama, also sends you a royal invitation to meet with you, not just on one occasion, but every day. Now, you know President Obama is so busy, his time is limited, that he can only spend a certain amount of time with us. Now, you know you wouldn't start to prepare for the special meeting with the president before, you would start to prepare before the actual day begins. So you will prepare. You probably take out your best outfit, or you may go shopping to search for an outfit more suitable to meet with the president of our nation. You would have your hair done, your nails done, your hair cut, you know, shaped in just the right shape, maybe your beard all shaped up if you have a beard. You know, a person who would meet with the president, you would probably go on the Internet, find out how to speak, how to have proper protocol. So when you you will want to know how to look and how to act around the president. Now, let's remember Father God is always available. And you know we should never take Father God for granted. We wouldn't take President Obama for granted, the visit with him. So we should never take Father God for granted. He's not a human. He's not a man. He is the Almighty. We know all the scriptures related to.
And we have such a wonderful privilege.
Yes,
we
do.
We don't have to wait and get an invitation.
Yes.
He's with us all the time. We can call on him anytime.
Amen.
He's right there with us.
We know all the scriptures related to the purpose we want from God. But what about the purpose he put on the inside of us at conception? He put his mighty image in you, in me, in us. He has the greatest image there is. He's not a man. He's above all human beings. He made the president. He made you. He made us. Humans, he's above humans. He's above animals. He's above the trees. He's above everything that we can even think or imagine. You know we tend to put God on the same level we put each other on. Is your God too small? Do you limit God? Do you think he can only do so much and then you're on your own? No. He is a holy God. He's a righteous God. What about the word of God that says none can compare unto him? What an awesome God he is. We ask, you know, whatever we ask in Jesus' name, believing, he will grant it. Of course, he will not go outside his will to accommodate us, to have our way, so we can have our way, especially if it's evil, you know, because, you know, our righteousness is like filthy rags. Now, President Obama may continue think that, you know, you are someone special, but Father values you even more than President Obama values you. Father God loves you. Yes, you are more yes, Father God, is more than any human being. He can offer us more than any human being. He is available. You know, President Obama gets tired. He sleeps. But Father God is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But, you know, sometimes we rather call our friends, oh, you know, this happened to me, that happened. They got to go to the same God we have to go to. They got to call upon his name just like we do. Father God is sometimes the last one we call. Let's see, Father God, you know, he said, seek him early. So we got to seek him early. If we seek him early, we'll find him. He's more to us than our friends all put together. He's greater than that. If we seek him, we'll find him. He is Jehovah. Now, you know, he has many names, many, many names. He has many names. Our name is precious to us. They reveal who we are. They are personal connection, a unique part of us, our name. Names in biblical times were very important. They reveal a person's character. As we read through the scriptures, we can see the importance of names. Therefore, it is important that we learn the names of God so we can call upon him. He has given us many names, and each name reveals himself in a different way. God's names represent his attributes, his nature. It is important to know his name. So here are a few of his names. Elohim. He's a mighty God, all-powerful, almighty. Why wouldn't we call upon him when the storms of life come? He's Adonai. He's a lordship of God. He's Jehovah, Yahweh. He's a divine God of salvation. Don't you know we all need to be saved from something? We are saved unto God, but there's something else that we need to be saved from, mainly ourselves. Jehovah. He is Jehovah Mekadishim. He is the Lord, the sanctifier. You know we need to be cleansed, purified, sanctified. Jehovah Roha, the Lord is our shepherd. How many of us calling him, Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, we can call upon him as our shepherd. Jehovah Shammah, he is the Lord who is present. He's everywhere all at the same time. Right now he's in Africa. Right now he's in Asia. Right now he's in North America. Right now he's in South America. Right now he's present with you where you are in your home. He's everything. Jehovah Rapha, you know when you need a healing, if your knees are weak or hurting, we can call, if you have any arthritic pain, if you have any stomach condition, if you have any headaches, any disease in your body, you can call upon him, Jehovah Rapha, and he will heal us. So we got to know the name to call on for what we need him for. Jehovah Tsidkenu, a righteous God. You know, we need a righteous God. We don't want one of them pagan gods who we sit up on the shelf, and he can't do nothing for us because he's the dead God. But we serve a true and living God. He's Jehovah Jireh. Whatever we need, he will provide it for us. Yeah, we got to know how to call upon our God, morning, noon, and night. You know, sometime in the midnight hour when you can't sleep, you call upon his holy name. Don't you know he says, oh, yeah, that's my son. I know his voice. He's calling me. Don't you know he made our voice patterns, and his voice is mightier than ours. His voice is so great he can break cedar. Now, you know cedar is a strong word, but his voice is all-powerful, almighty. Jehovah Nissi. He's our banner. You know, he give us victory in every situation we face. If it wasn't for him giving us victory, like he gave David victory over bear, over lion, and over Goliath, he even give us victory over the mountains that we face. He help us to climb them. Even when we low in the valley, we can call upon his name. He's Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. When things are not going right in your neighborhood, yesterday I thought I heard gun shootings in my neighborhood. Don't you know I called upon the mighty God, the Jehovah Shalom, the peacemaker, to make peace in my neighborhood? We can call upon him anytime. He's always there. Our friends get tired, but he don't ever get tired. We get tired. Jehovah, he's Jehovah Shabbat. The Lord of hosts, Don't you know the angels call him the mighty God? They say the great and mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King, the Almighty God. You know, if the angels call upon him, we need to call upon him. He's a great God. He is Jehovah, a mighty recompense. You know we need to be recompensed on some things. He's a mighty God, Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. He is the only true and living God. He is the Most High God. He's higher than President Obama. He's higher than the kings of state. He's higher than any king in the world. He is the Almighty Jehovah El Elyon. He's Jehovah Ra, the strong one who sees everything. He doesn't miss a thing. He knows when we sinned against him. He knows, so we have to come clean and say, Lord, forgive me. He's El Shaddai. Excuse me. He is El Shaddai, the God of the mountains, the Almighty God. He's Almighty. He's Jehovah El Olam, the everlasting God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. There are more names for him. Abba, Father, our Advocate, Almighty, Alpha, Omega, Amen, Ancient of Days, Anointed One, Apostle, the Arm of the Lord, Author of Life, Author of our Faith, the Beginning, the End. He is everything that we need. Everything that we need, we could call upon him for it. You know, he says, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. Where I am, you're going to be coming there also if you call upon my name, honor and obey me. Now, you know he's an unlimited God. No borders around him. He's unlimited. He's almighty. Don't limit him. You know, sometimes you say, oh, well, I got to live with this arthritis. No, we don't. Call upon the Most High God. He will heal us from everything. He's a great creator. He created mothers. He created fathers. He created fathers. He created mothers. He created boys. He created girls. He created families. He created our extended families, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins. He created families. God created family members. He loves his people, his great creation. But he wants us to call upon him as Lord, as Savior. When we all need to be saved, and we can't do it ourselves. We have to call upon God. So I'm asking, if there's anybody on the line this morning that need to be saved, press 1 so that we can pray you through the prayer of faith and lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to be quiet, and if you're not saved, press 1. All right. Looks like everybody's saved on the line. We praise God for you that he saw fit to save you from darkness and bring you into the marvelous light. God put his purpose in you, and each one of us have a purpose from God within us. He put it in us before we were born. As parents, we have to help our children discover their purpose that God sent them here to the earth to do. We didn't come here just to live and die. Go to work and come home. Go to school and come home. We have a purpose to live out for God. What is your purpose? If you don't know it, ask the Most High God, what is my purpose, God? God specifically gave each of you your children for a reason. He made no mistake when he birthed each of your children through you. You're his seed. You're the seed that he put in the father and into the mother's womb. We thank God that he has a plan. We should treasure our father as a gift from God. God has an order for families. When we look at the first family, he created Adam, the husband, Eve, the wife. Adam and Eve, next they became parents. When we lose God's order or get out of the will of God, we sin and we have problems. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we speak to the phone lines and we say, Satan, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we plead your precious blood over the phone line this morning, Father God. So let's teach our children to follow God's order, husbands, wives, and children. God is the head over all. He gave Adam the plan. He was to give the plan to Eve, the plan God gave him. They were to teach their children the plan God gave them. Well, as you know, before their children came, they sinned against God. They were disobedient. Like Eve, we are greedy. We always want more. God gave them more than enough, but the human side wants more. If God said to us, to you or to me, you can have this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this. You can have this and that, and you can have this. Everything is yours, but this one thing, you can't have it. Now, you know what we're going to want. We're going to want more. We're going to want something else. We're going to want what he said we cannot have. Don't you know our children are the same way? When we tell them, baby, you can have the whole cake, but you can't eat any of these cookies. Or you can have some candy, but no ice cream. Don't be friends with him or her. What will our children want? They'll want who we say they can't have. They'll want what we say they can't have. That's how human beings are. We want to go past the limits God set for us. And our children want to do the same thing toward us. They want to go past the limits that we set. But we must obey God and teach our children to obey God, to avoid harsh consequences. Like Adam and Eve suffered many hard consequences because they disobeyed God. Even the consequence of murder of one child against another, sin opens the door for hard consequences. God loves us, and that's why he gave us rules and laws to protect us. Like we tell our children, don't walk in front of a car. Why do we tell them? Not just because we want to rule them, but because we want to protect them. So God loves us, and he tries to protect us, but we must obey him. Make sure we obey him, and make sure our children obey us when we're young. God says, spare the rod and spoil the child. We cannot spare the rod. We want to reap benefits. We don't want harsh consequences for ourselves or for our children. God loads us up with benefits every day. He satisfies our mouth with good things. Good things. We are protected, provided for. We are healthy. We are well. We have a superabundant supply of everything we need. Our children, in Deuteronomy 6, it says our children should be taught from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed. What shall we teach them? Read Deuteronomy 6, the whole chapter. It will tell you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Read the entire chapter, and it will tell you what to teach your children. The teachers don't have to teach them in the Sunday school what you're supposed to teach them. The teachers in the regular school don't have to teach them. God called on us to be the first teachers. So we have to teach our children. And I want to read this into your hearing this morning. Do not take it lightly how we treat our children. We must love the children that God birthed through us. We don't want to be like Jacob, who made a difference in the children. You know, sometimes we make a difference. We love more than we love the other. So this saying is by Dorothy Law Nolte, and it's called, If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns that the world is a nice place to live in. And so I say to the children this morning that we have things that God wants us to do also. Deuteronomy 6 and 5 says that children, you are to learn to love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your strength. And in Mark 12:33, it says, children, you are to love your neighbor like you love yourself. Ephesians 6:1-3, children. It says you are to be obedient to your parents so you can live a long life. 1 Corinthians 13:11, children, it says that once, you know, you were a child. One day you will become grown, but while you're a child, you got to live the way of a child. You got to be obedient to your parents and those who rule over you. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2 says, for you to have self-control, self-control. So we got to have self-control. Colossians 3:2 says, you obey your parents in all things. You know, sometimes we obey them in one thing and we do disobedience to them in another thing. So we got to obey parents. Psalms 34:11 says, fear the Lord. We've got to fear God. Parents also, we have to teach our children what it is to fear God. You know, a lot of times children, when they're little, they cover their eyes and they think you don't see them when they're doing things. But don't you know we see them? Just like we see them, God sees us. He sees all things. He made the eyes. He see. He made the ears. He hear. He hear even our thoughts. He's so awesome and so mighty and so great. So Mark 7:10 says, honor your parents. Ephesians 12:1 says, remember now our Creator in the days of our youth. Because, you know, sometimes evil comes, so we got to remember while we're young. But parents, we have to teach them. How will they remember the things that we don't teach them? We've got to step out and teach our children. We can't just allow other people just to teach them all the time. We've got to take our responsibility and teach our children. Proverbs 23:22 says, I know by the laws I live. Now, how are the children going to know the laws except we teach them God's laws? Proverbs 8:12 says, you know, we to teach them wisdom, the wisdom that God gives them, so that they can have witty and clever inventions. So God has given commandments for all of us, for husbands, for wives, for fathers, for mothers, for children. Study to show yourselves approved workmen. Needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Search out the word of God and the duties that God has given us as parents. Now, you know God has a plan, and I'm going to say this to you this morning, that I'm going to make a promise to God as I've made before, and I ask the Lord to help me to keep this promise. And I'm going to read it, and if you like, you can come in agreement with me for your children. And you know, I am a spiritual mother, never have been a physical mother. Helped raise many children, even in the public schools, taught them the right way. But you know what? We have to make a conscious effort every day to teach our children the right way. Even when they're grown, sometimes we have to remind them, you know, I taught you this. What's going on with you? So this plan says, Caretha Gantling promised to follow God's will and plan for parenting my children, my spiritual children, my spiritual sons and daughters. I am happy that God chose me to be the spiritual parents of all of my spiritual daughters and sons. Now, you can say whatever your name is, that you promised to follow God's will and plan for parenting your children, and that you are happy that God chose you to be the parents of, and you can call your children's name. And here are the things that he called you to do. These are parental duties. So we're promising to teach our children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed at night, Deuteronomy 6:7. To train our children, Proverbs 22:6. To provide for our children. Call them by name, 2 Corinthians 12:14. You know, we learned this morning that names are important. I promise to nurture my children, Ephesians 6:4. I promise to control my children, 1 Timothy 3:4. To love my children, Titus 2:4. Promise to correct my children. You know, sometimes we'll see our children going astray, and we don't say not one word. We just let them go right on. We can call upon the shepherd. We can even tell them, baby, I'm praying that you would obey God. You know the right way. I'm praying you won't be a prodigal son no more, prodigal daughter no more. I'm praying that you will not give way to the enemy. You won't be like Samson, who allowed Delilah to trick him. I'm praying that you will hold fast to the word of God. You know, we have to correct our children. Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18, Proverbs 33:15, Proverbs 23:13. We have to correct our children. And we also have to instruct them in the ways of God. So we have a job to do. Instruction, Deuteronomy 4:9, Deuteronomy 6:7, Deuteronomy 11:19, Deuteronomy 31:13, Psalm 78:5, Proverbs 22:6, Isaiah 28:9, John 21:15. Now, if you don't know, can't remember the scriptures I gave out this morning, most of you know my number. If you don't, you can call me. I will give them to you again. You know, I gave these out one morning, and a lady called me during the week. She said, "Sister G, what are those scriptures you gave?" She took time to write them down and to study them. So if I went over them too fast, you don't remember them, you can't remember what I said, call me up. You know my number, 504-931-7399. Call me up. I'll go over them with you. I took the time to study them, and I have no physical children, but I have many spiritual children, and I need to know what the will of God is for me to teach them. So I'm going to read a prayer called We Intercede for the Children. But before I read that prayer, I want to make something that's real. Real. This is something that's real. I want to read it to you. The murders of our children, the terrorist acts against our children are only symptoms of what's going wrong in our nation and in the different continents in the world. When we willingly give our lives and our children's lives to Satan, we can only expect attacks. Did you hear me? When we give our lives and our children's lives to Satan, we can only expect attacks. Attacks to such a degree that cannot be measured in spiritual losses, but in natural losses in the lives of our children. When will we wake up as a church, as a city, as a state, as a nation, as a country? We are not fighting against flesh and blood. The attacks have continued to get more and more vicious. They were saying something to me on the air. So I want you to know that God created our children. Don't literally send them into the enemy's camp every day. You know, they go to school. A lot of them go to public school. Sometimes we send them into the enemy's camp. Put a hedge of protection around. Pray for our children. Cover them with the precious God. Now, we have the enemy ruling in our homes, in the schools. You know, they took prayer out of schools. I even hear some parents say, "You know what? I can't spank my children because I may go to jail." Well, so what? Would you rather obey man or God? God said, "Spare the rod and spoil the child." He said, "If you beat them, it won't kill them." So who are you going to obey? Be like Daniel. He defied the law of the king, and he stood up before the Most High God and worshiped him before all the people. Be bold. You know, God put his spirit in us, and we must acknowledge it, God's spirit. We must reverence him. He is the only one who can help our nation rise up. Even better than that, we are not only founded on the principles of God. We were not really founded on godly principles here in America. Because you know what? We're giving way to the enemy. But America says that it was founded on godly principles, but they're putting up rules in the schools. They're taking out godly principles out of the schools, out of offices, out of buildings. We, the people of God, must stand up. We must fight against these ungodly things that are coming into our land. We must go and fight. We must acknowledge God as our Savior, as our Creator. We must not spare the rod for our children. Dr. Spock says put them in time out. That's not God's way. Only our Creator's ways can build a nation. And building a nation starts with our children. our children are putting aside godly principles, even when they've been taught them. But we still must live a godly, righteous life before them so that they can not be prodigal children. They won't ask for their heritage to go out into the world. If we act like ungodly people, our children are going to follow our pattern. So we must be righteous before God and before our children. If we act like Christ, we will produce godly children, Christ-like children. Love begets love. Hate begets hate. Love is the key to our children. Love is the key. Our children are our seed. God made a promise to bless our seed. But first, we must be obedient to get the blessings for our seed. If we are stubborn and rebellious, we can only produce stubborn and rebellious children. We are not fooling ourselves. So let's not try to fool anyone else, particularly God. Sometimes everyone else who see us really know us, but we fool ourselves. People really know who we are. We try to hide our secret faults, but really they're only hidden to us. They're not hidden to other people. Our families and our friends see our faults. We must be open enough to listen and open enough to listen to God when he wants to change us. He's the only one who can change us into what he wants us to be. So this morning I'm going to say a prayer for the children. It's called We Intercede for Our Children. We pray this morning that our children will fulfill Jeremiah 31:6-17, that our children refrain from the voices of weeping, and that their eyes are from tears, for our prayers shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And all our children shall come again to the from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in their end, saith the Lord, that our children shall come again to their own border. And our children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of our children. And so we thank God this morning that our seed is blessed. Our children shall live and fulfill the purpose that God has for their lives. Our children shall love the Lord their God with all their heart, all their soul and body. And our children are priests unto the Lord. Our children are redeemed from the curse and live saved lives, glorifying Jesus. Our children honor their parents, and they live all the days of their lives before the Lord in righteousness. Our children are established in righteousness. They are mighty warriors. They are far from oppression. Thank you, Jesus, for our seed, our children. Isaiah 61:9 says, shall be known among the Gentiles and our offspring among the people in every fabric of society. All that see them shall acknowledge that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of greatness that is upon them. And they shall do exploits because they know the God of their salvation. Our children are disciples taught of the Lord in obedience to the will of God. Great shall be the peace of our children and their composure in Jesus' name. Well, this morning it is prayer time on Bible Storyland, and I thank God for each of you. If you would like to request prayer, just press 1 this morning, and you're on the air. Some of you have already on. So this time, we're going to take prayer requests. So press 1 if you haven't pressed 1. Sister Martha, did you press 1?
No, I don't think so. I probably did earlier. But sure, you know, I'd like prayer for more of a discerning spirit. I'm kind of an open person, and I have a new neighbor, and she's a beautiful person. But I just need to know how to minister to her and still be discerning. And both messages were just beautiful, just beautiful. And I thank both you and your guest for, you know, your insight and the word that you brought to us. Thank you so much. Beautiful program.
Amen. Anyone else need prayer this morning? Press 1 if you need prayer. Okay. Anyone else? I'm going to put myself down for prayer. I need prayer this morning that the Lord would continually lead and guide me to do the things that he wants me to do, that I would be sensitive to his spirit. And I need prayer for my family. Anybody else need prayer this morning?
Thank you.
Karen, you need prayer this morning?
Yes, I do.
I'm saying it over and over.
I apologize, Karen. I'm sorry.
I said I need prayer for a friend of mine in Bible study.
Okay.
And the prayer is that my music does not continue to hurt her.
Amen. Okay. All right, anybody else need prayer? Press 1 if you need prayer. Sometimes people tell me they press 1 and I don't see it. So when you come on, I contacted the radio station yesterday and I let them know that sometimes people say they're pressing 1 but it doesn't come through. So what they said to me was that when you call in on Saturdays, listen for the prompt. And when the lady says, if you want to be in the host queue, press 1 then after you hear the prompt. Okay, so that he said that that would help. So anybody else this morning, press 1 if you need prayer. All right, Pastor Josie, are you ready for prayer, to pray for us this morning? Okay, well, she may have gotten dropped off the line this morning, but I will lead in prayer. This morning, I'll pray for those who ask for prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. We just thank you that you are a mighty and a great God and that you do hear, you do answer our prayers. And Father, we come before you repenting this morning for any way we've sinned against you, any disobedience in us, oh God, any rebellion in us, Father God, any way we've sinned against each other, sinned against ourselves, our family members, oh God, even our church family members, oh God, forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, oh God. And Father, it is our desire to please you, oh God. So help us to be obedient to you. And Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Martha, this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for her wanting more of you, desiring more of you, a greater level of discernment, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for drawing her even closer to you, drawing her in the secret place on a daily basis, oh God. Remove any distractions that would be around her, oh God, so that she can hear your voice even more clearly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up her family before you, Father, and I just thank you for all that you're doing for Sister Gandhi and for her family, Father God. And I thank you in the name of Jesus for her, for the sweet spirit that you put within her, for the mother spirit that you've given her to mother your people, Father God. I thank you for her spiritual daughters and sons, and I thank you for her physical children that she birthed, her grandchildren, any great-grands, Father God, any great-great-grands, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you're doing on her behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up her church family, Father God, and I thank you for what you're doing in each one of them. And, Father, I lift up those people who live in the building where she lives, and I thank you for what you're doing for them and through them. In the mighty name of Jesus, save those that are not saved and draw those that are saved closer to you, Father God. I pray a hedge of protection around her and around those people who live in the building and in the city where she lives in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up Karen this morning who asked for prayer for her Bible study friend that her music will not hurt her friend, oh God. I thank you for Karen playing melodious music unto you, oh God, that she would play like David played, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she would play when she played, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will will come forth in her music, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she lean and depend upon you, not upon her own understanding, O God. And, Father, you said offenses will come, but we are not to take offense, O God. So, Father, forgive us when we take offense against those that may offend us, O God. Forgive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for building us up in the most holy faith and strengthening us in those areas we need strengthening in, O God. And, Father, I lift up each and every person on Bible Story Land, even those who came on earlier who may have had to go off for whatever reason, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for instructing us in righteousness. I thank you for peace, being Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker, O God. And, Father, I thank you for your holy presence with us on Bible Story Land this morning, God. I lift up every family member, Father God. And, Father, you said our seed and our seed and our seed and our seed seed shall be blessed, O God. So, Father God, draw us even closer to you in this hour. And I thank you for what you've done on Bible Story Land. And we just honor you as the Most High God this morning. So we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name, O Most High. So we have about 3 more minutes this morning. And so it is almost closing time. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to say this morning? You can press 1 if you do. Okay, no one said anything this morning. So I just thank God for each of you coming on. It is closing time on Bible Story Land. Remember, God loves you. That you came on this morning. Dr. June Paul tried to come on several times this morning, but she was unable to get on. She was pressing 1, but for some reason it didn't come through, so I'm so sorry that occurred. I will give her a call a little bit later. So I love you. Have a great day this morning. I'm so happy you could join us. We look forward to you being with us next week on Bible Story Land at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for your plan that you have for our lives. We thank you for being with us this morning, O God. And Father, as people hang up the line this morning, I ask you to go with them, walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathways, O God. And I just thank you for everything that you've done this morning, oh God. We appreciate you. We honor you. You are great and greatly to be praised. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor this morning. We thank you for what you've done, even those things we're not even aware of. We thank you this morning, oh God. We thank you for your divine presence, oh God. We thank you for you are holy and a righteous God. We thank you that you are a mighty God. And thank you for commanding deliverances for us, Father God. And Father God, help us. We bless you this morning. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. We give you all the glory, all the praise belong to you, Father. We bless your mighty name. We thank you that everything that we need, you are Lord, you are Shepherd, you are our King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One more person on the line. We're waiting for them to hang up.